Bobby Gray. He might sneak it out. He gives it to Archie, who stops, props, kicks the much needed goal for Port Adelaide. Archie.
Well, there you go, Brendan Archie. He had to venture all the way to China to play his first game of the year for the Power, and he did so with distinction, kicked three goals, and he joined us now. Brendan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Arch.
Hey, it was a battle for you to force your way into the side. Were you starting to lose a bit of patience and wonder when it was going to happen?
Yeah, it was a bit of a battle getting in, but I think, you know, in the past I might have got really bitter and disappointed about it, but this year's actually been really good. You know, I've been talking to some guys outside the club about how to deal with, you know, sort of disappointment, and especially playing in the Maggies and SANFL. I've been there for 6 years and I've played a few games, and I sort of took on that role as being a bit of a leader in that team. So when I sort of thought about that stuff and tried to just win games and play footy and enjoy it, it sort of took the, you know, sort of the pressure out of being selected out of footy, which was good.
You're bloody good from a spell. Your first AFL game, you got 3 Brownlow votes. Then you come back in, you kick 3. Tell us about that experience and where you played against Gold Coast. Look, predominantly 4, but I think you're a midfielder, Arch.
Yeah, no, I definitely played mostly midfield at the SANFL level. And Kenny was always saying, you know, it's going to be a matter of what spot opens up, because my form was pretty decent. So it was a matter of, you know, what spot opens up, midfield or forward. And the forward spot opened up, and he said, you know, just go out and play footy. And it was a bit different. I haven't really played that at all this year. And I had a sit-down with Lady over in Shanghai, and he sort of just walked me through it and kept it really simple, which was good, and said, just go out there and play your role and things will work out in the end. And eventually kicked a couple of goals, which is nice.
Well, it was, and well done to that, because I love your hands in close. You've got a terrific talent with your handball to be able to release at the right time to get your teammates in there. It would have been a tough role to then have played forward when all year, Arch, you've been playing as a midfielder.
Yeah, but I think the good thing about it is when you're in the midfield, you can find form. So playing in the SANFL, I was always sort of around the contest.
And yeah.
You sort of get confidence knowing you can win the ball no matter what. And then when I got to the AFL level, I sort of had that, you know, it's front of mind that if the ball comes near me, I can win it. So there's never going to be as many opportunities as a forward, but I had the confidence knowing that when it's near me, I can win it. That came from playing midfield at Magpies.
Now, we all know that Port have improved this year. You're a great person to tell us by how much, because you played late last year, your first game. How much easier or how much better did it feel playing in this new Port Adelaide side?
Yeah, it just seems like we're back to just enjoying the way we play, and that's, you know, really fast, exciting, contested, ripping in sort of footy. So I think you could sort of tell from the first 10 minutes of the Gold Coast game that we were, you know, really hot onto the pressure, and, you know, blokes like Jarman Impey, even Charlie Dixon was getting rundown tackles, and you can just tell that the boys are enjoying the way we play. So I think the full credit to the coaches who sort of, you know, had a good look at our game plan from last year and thinking with a few things. And I think the best thing about it is just this year, it's just a lot of enjoyment and stripping it back to, you know, working on our strengths and taking them into the game day.
Just from the outside looking in, it's about the even performances as well. It was so difficult to pick the best players on the last time you played, because just everyone is contributing. And I think that probably underpins the improved consistency you've had this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Evo got the best on ground medal, but it could have easily gone to Tom Jonas with his job on Lynch. And I just watched some forward vision with Jarman Impey after the game, and looking back at the stuff he was doing, like, he doesn't get the stats for it, but his pressure was unbelievable, and that's probably the best game he's played, which is saying something. So, you know, that's the thing. Boys are playing their roles, and they might not get the 30 touches and, you know, 4 or 5 goals that get them Brownlow votes, but in the walls of Albion, it's just everyone's doing what they need to do, and we're getting the results from it.
Brendan Archie, our guest, we thank him for his time. How did you enjoy the Shanghai experience? What was that like for you?
Yeah, actually, it was actually pretty good. It was really different. Like, obviously, it was going to be a bit of sort of issue with the lead-up to the game, but the sports science team handled it perfectly, and we were ready to go. So it was awesome having all the crowd go over there as well. I mean, that's pretty historical, being part of the first AFL game in the Northern Hemisphere, I guess. So I don't even know if it's here, but yeah, just to be a part of it was just unreal. So, yeah really special.
It was the Northern Hemisphere.
You're a good boy.
Hey, how has the group recovered from it? I know a lot of them had the 3 days off and stayed. I caught you at the airport. You flew straight home. How have they all recovered?
Yeah, all good. I think a few boys stayed over in Hong Kong just to have a bit of time together away from footy. And a lot of boys went back to Melbourne, some went back to Perth, and a majority of us came back to Adelaide. But, yeah, it was really good. A couple of days off. Just to sort of refresh the mind and body, and after the long fights. But everything's all sweet now. We've had 2 training sessions since then, and we're just looking forward to Thursday night.
Tell us about the first training session, which would have been, I think it was Friday.
We've heard scratching.
Did you blow a few cobwebs out because you did have a break and obviously you had the travel and the soreness from the match? How did that go?
Oh, it actually wasn't too bad. I think the sports science team sort of knew that we'd be a bit rusty starting off, but, you know, they know what they're doing. They get paid to, you know how to handle us boys and the workload and everything, so they just eased us into it. And by the end of the training session, we were flying. So I had another session today, which was a really good session with the boys, worked on some game plan stuff, and, yeah, everything's ready to go.
Now, Arch, we've been debating it all show today. Justin Westhoff's goal or Eddie Betts' goal? Pick one.
Oh, you know I'm going to back Westy in, surely. Like, teammate, good look after him. Yeah. But, I mean, just, like, in terms of difficulty, like, I've never seen anything like Westy's goal. So if you can go out and replicate it, then I might change my mind. But I think that's just a one-in-a-million kick, and that has to be rewarded, surely.
Well, it is. It's probably the better goal. But I reckon Westy fluked that. He cannoned it into the ground. It bounced on right angles, went through from an impossible angle. Not taking anything away
out
from it.
Mid-air.
You could never do it again. Mm. You never do it again. Eddie thought himself through his, Arch. He did. You just see his little brain ticking and the brilliance to get it through. It's a hard one to split.
No, I've taken nothing away from Eddie, but Westy's done that too many times, too many freakish things for it to be a fluke.
It wasn't a fluke. Oh, no, Arch.
It's just, mate, he's put forward pressure on, tackled
he
it.
He did too. No,
put
well
it to the
done.
Boundary line, kicked up perfectly and just bailed it through. Oh, okay. I can't explain that. That's just unbelievable.
No, yeah. You've taught me into it, actually.
Right. If he had it, like you said, a million to one shot, but he was able to do it, thought his way through it. Let's talk about the big battle this weekend. Thursday night, blockbuster time slot.
Woo!
You guys are rested. You've got a quality opponent. It's the perfect challenge for your team this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a good challenge to go up against a top four team, and especially in their midfield, they've got some absolute guns, some of the best players in the competition. So it's going to be a really good challenge to see where we're at. And against going up Thursday night, Indigenous round, like, just can't wait. It's really exciting.
I can't wait for Ebert on Dangerfield. I mean, he's going to go to one of them.
And Wines on Selwood.
I mean, honestly, you match up brilliantly against them. That's the other debate we had. Will you have a caller, a tagger? Will you look at Selwood and Danger? I mean, they're on fire.
I'm not sure what Vossie's thinking. I think we're going to talk about that probably more tomorrow.
Yeah, feckle.
But I think it's just going to be unit against unit, midfield against midfield. I mean, you can't just leave Ebert on Dangerfield. All of us on Dangerfield. And you can't leave Selwood. It has to be all of us on Selwood. They're just so dangerous, but it's not going to take away from what we're trying to do. You know, we got a quality midfield as well. Let's not forget about that. And they, Paddy and the Ruck, you know, we can do some things of our own. So it's going to be a really good battle, but it's probably going to be where the game's going to be won and lost is in that contested ball. And I know that we got the boys that can do it.
Oh, mate, you deserve your spot. You did well. You kicked three. Just keep putting those efforts on top of each other. We know you will. I'm glad you're back in that team. You deserve to be. Just one last one before we let you go. Are you one of the 17 out of contract?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, keep bloody playing, Will, mate, because we want to see you stay in that jumper, Brendan.
Don't tell me twice, mate.
I know. Good man.
Thanks, Brendan, mate. Hey, good luck. We were so wrapped with your performance last week it was now in China. You got a great opportunity. Like I said, the eyes of Australia will be on this game on Thursday night. We wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Brendan Archie, he's a ripper.
Yeah, he is.
He's in close handball. He's a tall middy. He's got to play in the midfield there.
Well, this is the thing. And this is, I understand what Ken Hinckley has done with the flexibility of the side. We've seen Wingard play predominantly midfield this week against bigger bodies. Maybe they just have the ability to flip that round. Archie can go into the middle. Wingard can go forward. But they've been able to build that flexibility into the side. And the fact that Brendan has been able to go forward, kick the career best three goals. So it just shows he has got more than one string to his bow, and that can only be a good thing. Brendan Archie was our guest before the big game. Geelong taking on Port Adelaide this Thursday night.